You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. David Marcotte, an Indiana Catholic priest, sends a teen boy inappropriate pictures and engages him sexually over social media and video chat apps. Marcotte suspended from the ministry days after the allegations.
The 35-year-old priest began the sex abuse when the boy was 14 and continued for several years before it came to the boy's parents' attention. Now 20 years old and in college, the victim referred to Marcotte as the bald-headed pedophile in the defendant's chair in a letter to the court trying his abuser.
Marcotte takes a sweet plea deal to lesser offenses and avoids jail time. Believe it or not, he's only getting a year of house arrest and 18 months probation. Absolutely just a slap on the wrist. River Stokely grabs a loaded gun to investigate a noise outside his Kansas home. He finds nothing and turns to go back inside, but the gun goes off and a pregnant woman entering her home across the street is hit.
That's right. Stokely calls 911 after the accidental shooting, and the woman is taken to the hospital. She is expected to survive, but the baby lost its heartbeat a few days after the shooting.
Stokely charged with manslaughter. Jerome Hamilton cuts off another driver at a New Mexico highway. The driver starts flashing his high beams at Hamilton, who then pulls alongside that car and points a gun at the driver.
You're exactly right, Nancy. The victim slows down to get away from Hamilton, then takes down his license plate and calls police. Cops locate Hamilton a short distance from the confrontation and pull him over without incident.
New Mexico cops stop Hamilton and find a gun in the car and a driver that's not so sober. They also find Hamilton's 4-month and 18-month-old children. He's now charged with ag assault, firearm charges, DWI, and child abuse. A couple confronts Corey Sandusky after finding him poking around their backyard. Sandusky charges, knocking the husband to the ground, then chases the wife inside and chokes her. The homeowner arms himself and Sandusky runs, but he doesn't get far. The couple calls 911 and holds Sandusky still in the backyard until Arizona cops arrive.
Nancy, Sandusky enters the backyard after fleeing a shooting at a nearby apartment complex. Arizona cops are still trying to determine his involvement in that shooting, but it appears the 27-year-old was trying to stash two guns, one matching the caliber of the murder weapon, in a shed at the home where the homeowners confronted him.
Sandusky charged with ag assault, first-degree burglary, and kidnap. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Walmart manager opened fire on fellow employees in the break room of a Virginia store, killing 6 people in the country's second high-profile mass shooting in 4 days. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Chesapeake police say the gunman, who apparently shot himself, was dead when police found him in the break room of the store alongside 2 victims. There was no clear motive for the shooting, which also put 4 people in the hospital. The store was busy just before the attack Tuesday night, with people stocking up ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. Police are investigating whether the victims were also employees and are working with families before releasing the victims' identities.
It was the second time in a little more than a week that Virginia has experienced a major shooting. 3 University of Virginia football players were fatally shot on a charter bus as they returned to campus from a field trip November 13th. 2 other students were injured in the shooting. Authorities investigating the stabbing deaths of 4 University of Idaho students as they slept say that detectives have looked extensively into information that one of the victims had a stalker and have not been able to verify it. Investigators have pursued hundreds of pieces of information about Kaylee Gonzalez having a stalker but haven't been able to identify one. Aaron Snell with Idaho State Police.
So detectives are aware of this information and we are investigating it. It's all another dynamic of this investigation.
Authorities say they have no suspect or weapon more than a week after the November 13th killing shook the Idaho panhandle town of 25,000 residents. The alleged gunman facing possible hate crime charges in the fatal shooting of 5 people at a Colorado Springs gay nightclub is non-binary. This, according to the suspect's defense team. In several standard motions filed on behalf of Anderson Lee Aldridge, public defenders refer to the suspect as M.X. Aldridge, noting in footnotes that the 22-year-old is non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. The motions deal with issues like unsealing documents and evidence gathering, not Aldridge's identity, and there was no elaboration about it. The motive in the shooting at Club Q is still under investigation, but authorities say Aldridge faces possible murder and hate crime charges. 35 years after a man and his adult son were found with their throats slashed in their Connecticut home, a longtime suspect has been convicted in the killings. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Willie McFarlane was found guilty of murder in the deaths of Fred and Greg Harris. The two were found bound and dead in their Hamden home on August 27, 1987.
The 55-year-old faces sentencing January 31st.
A Texas family starts a war when they leave an Amazon box with dirty diapers on the front porch to bait porch pirates. The thieves retaliate by smearing cow poop all over the family's house. They'll face theft and mischief charges.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.